Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Can you tell your friends to stop acting so desperate on social media? That's on the table today. 404-263-0941 is our number. We'd love for you to join us.
I got a good friend who is, she's single. She's adorable. She is so much fun to hang out with. But online, she comes off as desperate and thirsty. Every single post is her half-naked, boobs out, duck face selfie. Like just over the weekend, for example, it was cold and rainy, but she's posting all of her summer bikini pics from the past 5 years.
Oh.
Not even 2019
oh,
summer.
That's so
you
thirsty.
Can tell that these are from 2015. So the other pictures are her like laid out in her short shorts on like the hood of her car or at a music festival. And don't get me wrong, she's very attractive. But this is not representative of who she is. I know her as someone who's fun to hang out with, who's smart, who's strong, who's confident, but her online presence is that of someone who is just desperate for attention.
So that's the question. Can you tell your friends to stop acting so desperate on social media?
Like, as a married guy, can I tell a single woman in her 30s that she looks thirsty?
Ooh.
I think you should. And here's why. Because women think that guys want these photos.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly your friend is putting out this persona because she wants attention, mm-hmm. right? And likely wants attention from men, right? Mm-hmm. Straight woman, right?
Very much.
Okay, so she wants guys' attention, and so she thinks this is what guys want. So if it's not what guys want and not what guys respect, then I do think that women need to hear some tough love from guys who care about them. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you were going to give her some tough love, just pretend I'm her.
Okay.
And talk right to her and tell her what you really think when men see those pictures online.
I would say I do. I want a strong, confident woman, but I don't want someone who only has one layer. And right now, you are showing us 1% of who you are. I get it. You're attractive. But past that, what else you got? Because after selfie number 537, that's all you're showing me. You're not showing me any of your personality, any of who you are. You are showing me you are good with Photoshop and filtering your selfies.
Wow.
Beautifully done, Mark Owen. Stay off my Instagram. I was laying on the hood like I was in a White Snake video myself over the weekend.
That's some tough love from guys right there. But I really want women and your friend and some of my friends. I've got a friend. I was just showing these guys. Curtis, look at this. This is my friend who I met through country music radio, okay?
Okay.
She posts... she's gorgeous.
Oh, she's a beautiful woman.
I know she's smart. I know she has a great career. Why in the world is every picture of her...
Wow. Cut, copy, paste.
...begging for attention?
She's... But To me, the thing is, for people who post pictures like this, have no substance, personality, or inner depth.
But
and
see,
they're just
they
begging
do.
For attention from everyone.
That's what's
well, why
so
is she doing this?
Because my friend that I'm showing you right there
right.
Is has substance. And Mark, you said your friend does too.
Oh, she's brilliant. She's smart. She gets it. She loves going to the Braves game. She's very easy to talk to. But mm-hmm. if you look at her online life, you would think that all she does is take duck selfies, you know, in the parking garage.
See, I can't take the duck lips. I'm tired from Friday. I just can't today. I'm tired.
All right. So can you help out Mark this morning? 404-263-0941. Join us for group therapy. How can he tell his friend to stop being so thirsty on her Instagram? And is it really his responsibility to give tough love? We want to hear from you now. 404-263-0941.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Katie in Lithia Springs, thanks for joining us for group therapy this morning. Can you tell your friends to stop acting all desperate on social media?
Yeah, I think you should. If you're a real friend, you should tell them that.
And Mike,
women are already. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You were going to say women are what?
Women are already. We're not taken seriously enough as it is. So. There's nothing wrong with loving the body you were blessed with, but you definitely have more to offer than just your body.
And she's coming off, my friend is on social media, coming off as very one-layered when I know that's not the truth.
And it's like she needs to hear it. Shakina and Marietta, welcome to group therapy.
Hi. Mark, I really think that you should speak to her. Like, truthfully and honestly, I don't think... like Timo should be posting things like that just to show something that they already know. I mean, like, it's good to show their self-esteem, like, out loud and to the public. But at the same time, it's like, let's have some boundaries because, like, let's base it off as, like, a guy perspective, right? Like, what do guys want? And sometimes, like, it's not exactly what to show out to the public, only, like, to certain people. But at the same time, if you were a true friend, then you would definitely, like, show her some love, but respectfully at the same time.
Yeah, so pull her aside and talk to her about it. Okay. Because women think that guys want these photos. Hayden in Covington is here. What's up, Hayden?
Hi. I don't think you should tell her at all.
Why?
She's going to live her life. She's going to do whatever she wants. He can feel powerful. She can do whatever she wants, and that's how she's gonna live her life. And you can live your life the way you want. You're not gonna be judged about it.
Hayden says, "Mind your own business."
Hayden, have a great day at school.
All right, Reagan is here from Powder Springs. Hey, Reagan, what do you say for group therapy this morning?
Okay, I think you all sound old. Mark, how long have you been married?
9 years next month.
Okay, so you have absolutely no idea what it's like to date in the 2020s. And, like, what you guys are calling, like, thirsty and desperate, I think it's self-expression. I think it's confidence. It's not desperation. And you have no right to tell her how she should act online. It's her profile, not yours. And, like, switch the situations. If one of your guy friends was putting pictures of him up without his shirts on, would you be like, oh, he's so desperate. Women are going to think he's only one. You know what I mean?
Yes. No, I would 100% call out my male friends. Yeah, before I call out a female friend.
Yes. It's the same thing with guys in the gym selfies.
Sorry, Reagan, say that again.
I don't think you would think it was that serious if it was a man. And I don't think you have the right to say anything. Her profile, she can do what she wants. She's a strong, independent, adult woman. And you don't get to say anything about it.
All right. Thank you for the call, Reagan. That was strong. Bringing it. 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line.
Coming in from the 404, tell her, turn on the faucet, tell her to get a drink because she looks thirsty. She's not going to attract anyone serious at all. Confidence is okay, but it sounds like she just wants to get trolls. Also from the 404, don't do it. She's going to clap back and say, I'm doing this for me, not for you. So, Mark, be careful.
But you know her.
I know her.
You're a friend of hers.
She's doing this for attention.
Rooting for her. She is a great girl.
Y'all, join us for group therapy, 404-263-0941.
Coming up in minutes.
And we're going to have more tough love from these guys in the studio because I think it's important for women to hear from guys. So we have single guy, our producer, Bo, who's single dad. He's out there. He's dating. He's on Bumble. He's swiping. I want to know his opinion and tough love for women. And we already got tough love from Mark, the married guy. And Curtis, I want tough love from you too because you're friends with so many women. Thirsty women, right?
Thirsty. Stay hydrated, friends.
All right, so we'll get some tough love from these guys. I want to hear from you too. 404-263-0941. Our number on the text line is 51539.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Mark wants to know if he can address his friend who's acting all thirsty on social media. What kind of pictures is she posting all the time?
Lots of bikini pics, even though it's 14 degrees outside. Pictures from her at, you know, music concerts, laying out on the grass. Mm-hmm. It's just not representative of who she really is.
Ginger in Dallas, what's your advice for Mark?
My thing is she... How is her relationship status? Is she able to have a quality relationship with people? Is she looking for someone in her life right now?
She is looking for someone. She is single, and she does talk about how she wants a boyfriend. But despite having all these guys come at her online because of her pictures, she's never really in a relationship.
And that's the problem. If you're going to put yourself out there and strictly try to pull the attention from being a poster, then all you're going to get is the negative attention that you're receiving. If you can't put something out there of quality and show more of yourself than your body, then what do you expect to get in return? You know, and that goes for somebody she meets online or offline. They're going to go, everybody researches people, everybody goes and checks out profiles and things like that. What are they going to expect of her? You know, so she's throwing out the wrong message, and maybe that's the way to bring it out to her.
That's the way to bring
it
out.
I had to have somebody bring that out to me in the past, so
really?
I know it works. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And once they pointed it out to you, were you offended, or did it sink in?
It was a little shocking at first. I'm not going to lie. I was like, what? But for real, it was the best advice I'd ever received because, you know what? It changed everything about me and how I perceive myself because, honestly, she made be the person that you think she is, like confident and all of these wonderful qualities. She's obviously not seeing that in herself if she's only posting things that are making her look like a poster child.
Great call, Ginger. Thank you so much for joining the show this morning. All right, Curtis, some tough love from a woman who's listening right now who is posting a bunch of selfies like that. If it's Mark's friend, what do you say to her as the gay best friend, right?
Right. Exactly.
Because I mean, you have a lot of women friends.
A lot of women friends. And I've had to tell a few. And I, you know, and this is what I say. If you're looking for attention, let me pull out my telescope to help you find it. Because I ain't the one if you're looking from it from me. And they'll ask me, what do you mean? Exactly what I said.
Yeah. So what would you tell her? Like if you sat down with her knee to knee?
Then it makes you look desperate. It makes you look like a Little Caesar's pizza, like you're hot and ready now. And if it all it takes is me digging between a seat cushion for $5 to get with you, don't nobody want it.
All right, and producer Bo, I got to get your opinion on this because you're a single guy. You're on Bumble. You're swiping. You're matching. When you see a woman posting pictures like this, what do you think and what's your tough love?
So guys want confidence, fun, attractiveness, but not self-absorbed. All right, when there's 50 pictures on your IG account and they're all of you except for one, that tells me that all you're looking for is an Instagram boyfriend. That's somebody to follow you around with a camera.
Okay.
All right. We don't mind pictures of yourself, but have some with other people. Have some with stuff that you're doing, not just a selfie of you in a bathroom.
This is good. This is really good.
You know, it makes you come off as self-absorbed. And when am I going to get some of that screen time? If we were to start dating, are you going to be on your phone the entire time?
Right.
Everywhere we go, taking pictures of yourself?
And then you buy her a six-pack of Gatorade because it's filled with vitamins and nutrients for your thirsty self.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.